You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Welcome back to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This podcast focuses on answering listener questions. So if you have a question for a future episode, I'll let you know how you can submit that at the end of this episode. This is episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. And this episode is going to be a little bit different. The question that was going to be answered on this episode, at least the one that was planned, is going to be pushed back into a later date, since the question we're going to talk about instead in this episode relates to current events. And so because of that, I decided to move this one up in line. And I think you'll understand why when I say what we're talking about. All over the news, we're hearing about the spread of the coronavirus. And this has just been classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization. A lot of people are scared about this, and there's a lot of uncertainty about this. Just as of this recording, there are sporting events that have been canceled. Other types of travel restrictions have been made. There's lots of uncertainty, a lot of questions. And so the question I want us to consider in this episode is this: what are Christians to do in a global pandemic? And since this is a current event, I've decided to record this episode on Wednesday night, March 11th, 2020. And this episode is scheduled to be released at midnight. Right now, it's just after 11 o'clock here, local time. So this is a last-minute episode. Normally, I don't do this, but because of the topic and the way things have been going, I decided to go ahead and do this now. And so since this is off the cuff and I've just jotted down ideas off the top of my head right before recording, you may listen to this and find that I've missed something that should be addressed. And if so, feel free to leave that as a comment and add something that I didn't cover here or didn't cover well enough here. Like I said, this is mostly off the cuff. I do have some notes that I jotted down, but I just jotted those down in the last little bit sitting here. But I want us to just briefly in this episode talk about 8 things that Christians need to do in times like this. Number one, first thing we need to do, be wise. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents," or wise as serpents. When we think about what's going on and the uncertainty and the fear that people have and the potential of catching some disease that a lot of people don't know much about, be wise. Exercise good judgment. Wash your hands. Watch for symptoms. Be prepared with whatever food and supplies and whatever else you need at your home. Be prepared. If your immune system is weak or compromised, take extra precautions. But be wise about the situation. But second, and in that same verse in Matthew 10:16, be harmless. "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents." And then he says, "Be innocent," or "be harmless as doves." Don't bring harm to others if you can help it. If you're sick, stay in. Be especially careful for those who are vulnerable health-wise. As of right now, it seems like this particular virus affects those who are older disproportionately, and especially those who have other health conditions, especially respiratory conditions. Be especially mindful of those individuals. Don't bring harm to someone unnecessarily. Third thing to remember, we need to be a good neighbor. Matthew 7 and verse 12 says, "In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets." This is sometimes referred to as the golden rule. Treat others as you would want to be treated. And so if you were in the condition that someone else was in, or if someone is interacting with you and they are in the condition that you're in, whatever that is, sick or not sick or whatever it might be, treat people the way that you would want to be treated. That may mean limiting contact. It may mean avoiding visits. It may also mean offering to help if help is needed. Be a good neighbor. Fourth, don't forget to pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What requests do we have of God in times like this? What are the things that we are concerned about? What are the things that we want to see happen? What is it that our requests are, our prayers are? Take those to God. Make it known to Him in prayer. But there's an important element in this, in the verse that we just read, verses that we read. Do this. Make your requests known to God. Do it with thanksgiving. This is vital. Do it with thanksgiving. Recognizing what God has done, recognizing His care for us, recognizing the blessings that He has already given to us, and the hope that we have, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Pray with thanksgiving, because this is what enables us to have the peace of God that Paul talked about in that verse. So fourth, don't forget to pray. Fifth, don't be naive. Proverbs 14:15 says, "The naive believes everything, but the sensible man considers his steps." People often act irrationally when they're afraid. This is true of individuals, and it's true of society as a whole. Don't be naive. Don't let someone take advantage of you because you're afraid of what might be happening. This could be from unscrupulous neighbors, from greedy salesmen, from opportunistic politicians, whatever. Don't be naive to think that just because someone is in a position to help and offers to help, they are actually helping. Even if most of them are, going back to the first point that we talked about, be wise. At the same time, though, on the other end of the spectrum, don't be so naive as to believe every conspiracy theory out there. I will admit that I have to put in some effort to keep my conspiratorial musings in check. I am a conspiracy theorist, and I work to not let that get out of hand. But a degree of skepticism is healthy. But believing every crazy theory out there is not healthy. It's harmful. So don't go to either extreme. Don't be naive to thinking that, well, this must be some big grand conspiracy. And don't be naive into thinking that, well, everyone who says they're helping is helping. Again, going back to the first point, be wise. Sixth, don't worry about tomorrow. Matthew 6, 33 and 34, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now, this doesn't mean be unconcerned, but don't worry. Take one day at a time. Focus on what's essential and what is most important. Plan, prepare, but don't worry. Seventh, don't live in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline." We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how bad it might get. We don't know whether we'll contract the virus and what might happen if we do. None of that is known to us. All of that is uncertain. And for someone in the world who is without God and without hope, this can be a frightening thought that they don't know, and there's a possibility out there that something really bad could happen. For Christians, what is the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen, Paul described in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, as momentary light affliction. We need to remember that we have the promise of God. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "He Himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?" Or we could say, what will a virus do to me? Trust in the Lord. Don't live in fear. Jesus also said on another point in Matthew 10, verse 28, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." His point there is fear God. Don't fear anyone who can take your life. Don't fear this virus that people are afraid of right now. Don't fear that. Put your trust in God. And eighth, finally, live every day with a view to eternity. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on the earth." This world is not our home. Now, that doesn't mean we want to hasten our death or we're unconcerned about potential dangers. Instead, it means we should never lose sight of what is truly important. Going back to what we read earlier, Matthew 6, 33, seek first the kingdom. No matter how long or short our lives are, no matter how difficult our time here on earth is, no matter if we catch a virus or not, all that matters in the end is that we reach our eternal home in heaven. So this was just a spur of the moment plan to do this episode. Really, it wasn't a plan at all. I just jotted some notes down before hitting the record button, and then this will be released tonight. But just to recap what we've talked about, with all of the things that are going on and people worried and people scared and people not knowing what's going to happen, what are Christians to do in a global pandemic, in a situation like this? Number one, be wise. Number two, be harmless. Number three, be a good neighbor. Number four, don't forget to pray. Number five, don't be naive. Six, don't worry about tomorrow. Seven, don't live in fear. And eight, live every day with a view to eternity. If we can do these things, we might face difficulties here in the near future. But with trust in God and following the principles are found in His Word, we're going to be okay. We still have hope. We still have something to look forward to. So face each day, no matter what difficulties come with it, with these things in mind. Well, thanks for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. And if you have a question for a future episode, there are a few ways you can submit that question. One, you can fill out our podcast question submission form. You'll find a link in the show notes of this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast. You can send a message to the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page. You can tweet your question at Plain Bible Teach, which is the Twitter account for Plain Bible Teaching. And there are episodes coming up on the Holy Spirit, about modern-day Israel, about Satan, and more. So stay tuned, and we'll get to more questions later. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.